This is Larry Jordan, the host of the Digital Production Buzz. The following interview is an excerpt from a recent program. To hear the entire program, visit digitalproductionbuzz.com.
In his current role as the Director of Technology at Keycode Media, Michael Comas consults on the latest in technology and best practices into the digital media communications space. He also has a habit of attending interesting events and trade shows. Hello, Michael. Welcome.
Hello, Larry. I love the sound of your sultry voice tonight.
I tell you, if it gets any deeper, I'm going to have to rediscover my socks. Oh, my goodness.
I think we need to get you a saxophone. You can do a little bit of jazz for us.
Probably. You recently attended the... And don't make me laugh because I'm going to start to cough. You recently attended the annual editor's retreat. Tell us about it.
Well, the retreat, I think it's in its 14th or 15th year, and it was held in Tennessee. This year, Nashville, actually. Every year, it hops around to different places around the U.S., and it's kind of a gathering of 60 to 70 higher-end editors all around the country, and we get together, and we not only do peer presentations on technology or editing, you know, tips, but we also get to hear from some of the leaders in the industry. This year, we were lucky enough to have Dan Leventhal, who you've probably known to cut Elf and Iron Man 1 and 2 and Thor the Dark World and Chips, which is coming out in theaters, and also Steve Audette, who's been cutting Frontline and Nova for many years. So we got to hear from them on different tips on editing and some of the projects they're working on.
Well, who runs the event? Who's the host?
It's a good question. FMC, you may be familiar with, the Future Media Concepts.
Uh-huh.
Ben, the owner there, has put this on for over a decade, and the kind of MC of everything is the legendary Jeff Greenberg.
Ah, very true. Jeff, I know. What is the purpose of this? Is it to learn technology? Is it to learn the craft? Is it to network? What's the thrust, you think?
Well, it's mainly on the craft. That's why we have. That's why Dan and Steve actually looked at cuts that almost everyone did and gave critical feedback. You could have done this better. You could have done this differently. You could have, emphasized this point more. You could have waited more on this beat, to punctuate this joke. But it was also how to be a faster creative entity. Whether it's 10 different ways to do multicam inside Premiere. Scott Simmons did a lot of stuff on Premiere. We also had Gary Adcock, who, as you know, is very technical. And did a presentation on ACES, which isn't as creative as much as it is, finding the right path and the right workflow for the mathematical complications that is color. My favorite one, though, was Misha Tenenbaum. I think you know who Misha is.
Mm-hmm.
And he did something called the signal and the noise, which was a way of critically looking at film and television to a lesser extent and being able to not grade the film, but analyze it based on length of shots, based on color palettes, and have a kind of metrics on how good a film is depending on how many J cuts or how many L cuts, and then comparing that to other films done by the same editor or the same director.
What was the benefit of the analysis?
Well, it could see what worked for directors or for producers or for editors. And, did more successful films have more J cuts? Did more successful films have more L cuts? Was there more action in the third act? Did that, do better in terms of critical acclaim? So I don't think the idea was completely fleshed out, but it gave us another way of analyzing films without just calling it art and it being a day.
Well, you're being a little modest because you yourself presented at the session. What did you talk about?
I did an hour-long session on it was called the Tens, and it was the top 10 things you need to upgrade your professional edit bay. And some of those would be a whisper rack, for example, putting all your loud gear in a whisper rack so when the producer and director come in, you're not drowning them in white noise from the computer. Things like different human interface units, like tangent panels. So just things that we find, that I found over the past year or so, that professional edit bays can use to take that next step up.
Ah, top 10 cool toys is really what it was.
yes, boy toys, yes.
And Michael, for people who want more about what you're doing, where can they go on the web?
couple different places. They can check me out at 5thingsseries.com, michaelcomas.com, or you can check out Editor's Retreat online at editorsretreat.com.
And Michael Comas himself is the voice you're listening to, Director of Technology at Key Code Media and other places. Michael, thanks for joining us today.
Get better, Larry.
Bye-bye.